Please be advised, nothing in this podcast should be taken as therapy, medical care, or mental health care advice. Topics discussed by the host and guests reflect their own personal experiences and are not intended to replace the services of medical or mental health professionals. And please know, if you are having any thoughts of self-harm or taking your own life, please call or text 988. Help is available 24/7.
Welcome to another episode of We All Have Something, a listener-supported podcast. Essentially what that means, with all the supporters we have, we are ad-free every episode. No ads this season whatsoever. And I want to be able to do a quick shout-out to all of the supporters we have gathered over Season 3 because of you. Not only are we keeping this ad-free, I'm able to stash a little money away. We're going to get a new mic here at the end of Season 3, beginning of Season 4, and maybe some other new equipment as well, which is really helping me out a lot, preventing me from having to pay for the podcast. Instead, actually can start improving it on some level. So thank you all so much, all of you who have been supporters. Now, today we don't have any new supporters to mention, but I do want to say if you want to be a supporter, just go to the first link down below in the show notes. Each episode, there's a link right there at the top where you can become a supporter as well. You'll get a personalized email from me of thank you, filled with gratitude because, man, I seriously do appreciate it. And I'll even send you a couple stickers for the We All Have Something podcast, suitable for sticking on your water bottles, computers, your car, wherever you want, or use them as a bookmark. Some people still read books, right? We could do that if you wanted. Either way, I'll also mention your name on the air with your permission, of course, and if not, no big deal. It's just my way of trying to say thank you and make it something special for you for being a supporter. So again, all of you who have supported across the season so far, thank you so much. Your ongoing continued support means a lot to me. But that said, you might notice the sound of this particular video. Speaking of microphones, the sound of this particular episode of the podcast might sound a little different because I'm using a mic, a small one, a little one that I usually use for making videos on YouTube. And I'm actually not at home. You might hear some cars in the background. You might hear some birds chirping. So this is being recorded on the trails up above my home. On the hills where I like to go for my trail runs, but today is not a trail run day, so I thought, hey, I'll take advantage of not running and walking instead. And the reason I'm not running is because the last couple times I've been out for runs, I've managed to pull something in my calf muscle. So even though today it feels good, I am walking instead of running because I want to go into injury protocol to see if I can prevent it from continuing to flare up, because it seems to flare up every time I'm on a run, but then by the day before the run, it feels fine again, and then becomes an issue. So instead of creating permanent damage, we're going to try and make it all better. So with all of that said, where I am right now on these trails is a magical place for me. Not only do I get to commune with nature, see tons of wildlife all the time, but I always refer to my runs as my moving meditation, especially out here on these trails. My body gets into a rhythm. I'm listening usually to meditative type music, and it is something that just puts my brain in a space where I can let go of a lot of the conscious thought and pollution that's always coming into our brains, and my subconscious can start bringing more in, and I reach almost a moving meditation that way. And that's what this episode's about. I want to share with you my journey, my experience thus far with meditation, with starting to listen to my intuition, and where that's taken me. And I have a question for you at the end of this episode that I want you to take the time to answer. But first, let's go ahead and roll that intro music, shall we?
I'm Rick Schwartz, life coach, public speaker, and all-around curious guy. My curiosity, my life, and the lives of the many people I have worked with have taught me time and time again that there are challenges to overcome and successes to celebrate. You're listening to We All Have Something, a podcast about the human experience, a podcast about celebrating our authentic self. So let's get started.
All right, so as I'm out here on the trails, I am now on the side of a large hill. Just saw the sun come up. It's a beautiful sunrise. Seen some rabbits already, a whole group of quails. I'm sure is it a flock of quails? Maybe there's another name for flock of quails instead of flock, like a quagmire of quails. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's not appropriate. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about what this is about. Let's talk about why I'm out here and why I thought to go ahead and bring my phone and this little mini mic with me to have this conversation with you, to create a podcast episode around this. This is an episode that I have thought about doing several times, but of course, I don't want to take my mic with me and everything else and think about having to record a podcast episode when I'm out for a run, because that's a different vibe completely for me. It's a different concept as far as where my brain is. But then afterwards, I'm like, you know, I'd love to talk about this with my podcast audience. So, perfect opportunity. Injury has offered the opportunity for us to have this conversation as I'm out here walking instead of running. First, I want to address real quick meditation. In general, okay, I just found a really cool feather. Man, see, look at that. That's just like, This is a little tiny feather. It is either a hawk or owl because of the way it's barred. It is gorgeous. Wow. And it's just a little, it's like no bigger than my pointer finger. Okay, sorry, slight distraction. It's just how the world works. So this is the magic that happens out here when I'm out in these spaces. I'm going to leave this feather here, though, because it's not mine to keep. But thank you for this little gift, bird friend. Okay, so skipping back into the conversation now. When I first started attempting to meditate was probably 3 years ago. Not completely true. I did do some meditation work back early on, like when I was in my early 20s, I started dabbling with it, but never really felt like I had a firm grasp on it. Not to say I feel I have a firm grasp now, but I do feel I have a better understanding now than I have over any other time of my life at this time. I know from working with clients over the last, I don't know, 3-4 years, we talk about meditation, and the number one thing I hear is exactly where my brain was also. Every time I try to close my eyes and sit quietly, all these thoughts come rushing in. I can't quiet my mind. It's impossible. First, let's address that word, impossible. If you keep saying it's impossible, it will never be possible. It's the nature of the word. It's the nature of the thought. How could you possibly ever get to a point where you can say I'm meditating if the first thought you have is this is impossible? You're never going to do it. You've already told yourself you can't and you never will. So let's just change the dialogue. Whenever you hear or feel yourself saying, oh, meditation is impossible for me, the answer there, that the term is, I'm still learning. I'm learning how to meditate. I'm a beginner. I'm starting. Okay. And eventually you're going to change that dialogue to, I'm improving. Every time I meditate, I get a little better. And that's not that I'm saying you need to lie to yourself. It's just be honest about the fact that you aren't a professional meditator. You aren't a guru that can sit for hours in meditation. Okay. You're not a monk, but you are learning, right? And you want to. So I am going to learn how to meditate. I am going to meditate. I am meditating. That's the process that you're going to go through. But if it's impossible, then it'll always be impossible. You'll never get there. You know, birds are singing. I love it. Absolutely love it. So when we talk about meditation, and the episode's not about how to meditate. The episode, I just want to share with you my journey, my experience, and maybe you can reflect on it and see some familiarity in there or be motivated to take the next step for yourself. But what I had learned to do basically is that when you sit down to meditate, quiet space where you feel comfortable and safe, and you can set aside a few minutes to do it, you close your eyes and you focus on your breathing. That's the first step. Focus on some nice deep belly breaths. And there's lots of different tutorials out there you can look up, find a way that works best for you. But essentially, what helped me was every time I noticed my mind wandered or my mind brought in thoughts that weren't about meditation, was about the grocery list or about what happened at work the other day or what I have to do after meditation or any of that stuff. Or what was that sound I heard? Because my eyes are closed. And now what's that sound I heard, right? I would recognize that my mind went somewhere else, and now I'm going to come back and focus on my breathing. Just, I want to pay attention and be mindful of my breathing. What's it feel like going into my nose? What's it feel like when I exhale out of my mouth? What does it feel like when my belly expands? And I focus on my breathing. It took me weeks of doing that before I got to the point where I felt like after focusing on my breathing, fewer and fewer intrusive thoughts would come in, and that I felt that I was actually starting to actively participate in the concept of meditation and not just sitting trying to not think of stuff. So as soon as you try not to think of stuff, of course you're going to think of stuff, right? Through the process and over time, as I realized I was able to, and now I'm talking months into it, okay? So it took a couple of weeks of daily practice to get to the point where I felt like, okay, wait, I think I might be actually having a few moments of quiet and stillness in my mind. And that's what you got to start with. You got to start with those few moments. And eventually it becomes a few minutes and a few more. And I've gotten to the point then where I started to realize, wait a minute, I'm now still, and there's a certain stillness about me and my thoughts and my mind. And then every now and then, wait a minute, something would come to me. It wasn't an outside thought or a thought about what happened at work the other day or the grocery list or what I have to do as soon as I'm done meditating. It was something maybe completely unrelated to the day. It was a thought surrounding perhaps a problem I had filed away a long time ago. Or it was just seemingly like a voice giving me a hint or a visual that came into my mind. And I was very curious about this. And as I looked more into meditation, a lot of times while meditating, you do get that. You hear sort of a nudge of a voice. You hear or see an image in your mind's eye. And this meditation practice, I started to realize, was allowing me to dial in further with my intuition. And that's part of my journey. That's part of what I've been experiencing, is that I've been becoming more and more open to my intuition and inviting it to speak up. And the more I've looked into it, I realize now that those who study neurobiology, so it's mostly been about the brain and the brainstem and the spinal cord, right? And now they're starting to recognize that there is more neurobehavior within our body, neuroactivity that occurs in the gut area as well, in the abdominal area. And so now there's a lot more research that exists and is being done and things being found about the second brain, as it's being referred to now, which is the all the things around the gut. And the connection of the mind and the gut has now been recognized by Western science as something that does really exist and allows us to have thoughts beyond the current conscious mind. That our intuition, our gut feeling that we've called it for centuries, is a real thing and allows us to pick up on more than what we're just seeing and hearing. It allows us to process things differently. Now, I won't even go into the importance of gut health to help maximize this, the value of gut health then and how that influences and changes that whole mind and body connection. Well, that's a whole nother episode somewhere else. But what I'm saying, my personal path, as I have done more meditation for the purpose of trying to relax and center my body, which was way out of balance and way, way off course 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Now, with the meditation I've been doing and getting more into it and getting a better understanding of it, spending time looking into it further, I have been experiencing a much stronger connection to my intuition, if that makes sense. And for some people will identify intuition as that voice in their head, the knowing voice that's not theirs. Sometimes intuition comes to them in a certain way they feel in certain environments or around people. I just had this strong feeling that I need to not go down that hallway or down that drive, and I need to go this street instead, or I need to not take that flight and take this flight instead. I'm not sure why, I just needed to. I don't know why, but I was compelled to come up and say something about this to you, to that person. When you start following your intuition, sometimes you just accept that you have a knowing that goes beyond the obvious moment and what your eyes and ears are telling you. And that knowing comes from the gut. And you can go back now. So it's great. It's awesome. Western science now recognizes that the gut brain or the gut mind exists. But you can go back centuries to all sorts of cultures around the world, and there is an understanding of this intuition. Each culture has a different name for it, but it exists. And when they describe what it is and how they experience it, there are so many parallels. So as I've started to activate, or not even activate, I say listen to, pay attention to my intuition, it has served me so well, and it's one of those things where sometimes you just get a sense of, I don't do that now, do that next week, or do that now, because if you put that off, you'll be sad about it. Whether it's, there's multiple ways to drive home from work and you choose a way you don't normally go and you're not sure why, but you did, maybe on that route, something happens to you that gives you an experience you needed or an experience that you didn't know you needed, right? Maybe you avoided an experience that you didn't want or you shouldn't be a part of that happened on the other route, and you may never know what that is. You may never know what that is, but your intuition nudged you a certain way. And there are times where we don't listen to our intuition, of course, right? There are times where we're like, oh, I can't believe that happened. I knew that was going to happen. Why did I do that when I knew if I did that, this would happen? And that's us having intuition and choosing to not pay attention to it, not acknowledge the value in it, and hopefully remind us we need to listen to it. In my personal journey, like I said, I've increased my meditation to the point now where I feel comfortable saying I can drop into a meditative state usually fairly well, and I can recognize then when my mind is wandering and I can bring it back. there are times where nothing happens. It's just my body relaxes and my mind relaxes and it's all good. There's other times where solutions to challenges come to me that otherwise there's too much noise going on. There's times where I might understand or know something that there would be no way for me to understand or know that otherwise without intuition kicking in and bringing it. Now, how does intuition work? How is it that this is something that can happen? I don't know the science behind it. I don't know enough about it. It sounds from the stuff I've looked into with the neuroscience is they're still trying to figure it out too, that there's a strong understanding that everything has its own energy. We all have our own energy about us. You know, it's our pheromones, our hormones, and all the other parts of the chemistry that we as humans can't pick up on. Other species can. And maybe when we do, we pick up on a subconscious level. But then it goes further than that. It's the physics of it as well. What is the cell vibration? What is it that we carry with us? And the energy that is in our body, and how does that perhaps communicate to other people's intuition or their energy communicating to our intuition? And it's a level that currently Western science has yet to tap into. They understand there might be something there. But again, you go back to other cultures all over the world. Oh, if you hear a bell, there's a mountain biker going by. They have bells because they don't want to scare the wildlife, or if they want to scare the wildlife and not sneak up on wildlife, because that'd be bad. But anyhow, The idea is that you go and look at other cultures, and they all, in their own way, essentially say your intuition is a higher level of knowing, a higher consciousness, at a higher plane of existence that allows us to tap into the energy around us at a whole different level. And if that sounds a bit woo-woo for you, too out of bounds, you know, again, there's scripture on this in the Bible. There's a wide variety of different cultures that all have their own version of it, described their own way, but it's all out there. And my personal experience, again, is what I really want to talk about is I'm still growing. I don't understand this completely. I'm not by all means not a specialist in meditating. I'm not a specialist in intuition. I am still learning. I'm still seeking. But that was part of the reason for this podcast, is I wanted to share with you what I've been going through, because I think it allows me to talk it out. I mean, maybe this is my own therapy session here, right? But the question I mentioned at the very top of this episode is, what's been your experience with intuition? When has your intuition kicked in and you're like, whoa, how did I know that? Oh, I don't know why I chose that, but I'm glad I did. Or the reverse of it, which would be, I should have listened. I knew that was going to happen. I shouldn't have done that, but I did it anyways. And then that actually takes me then to one last thing I want to talk about, is how do we know the difference between our intuitive voice versus our ego, our conscious mind, telling us something else? And I don't have all the answers to that, but this is what I have read and this is what I understand and been my personal experience, is there's a bit of a difference between the nudge of intuition, the voice of intuition, and your personal ego or your conscious mind stepping in saying, meh, maybe not. So here's an example. Take it for what it is, but it's just a scenario. Your intuition would step up and say, hey, look at that over there on LinkedIn or on Facebook, or that person was talking about that new position that opened up at that other company. That'd be something you could do, and you could do it well. You should go do that. That's your intuition nudging you. Then the voice that follows, yeah, but I'm comfortable where I am. It's not the best job I'm in, but I know everybody around here. And, you know, I don't know. I probably wouldn't even get the job. I probably am not even qualified for it. I mean, I've been at this job only for a few years. So, I'm probably not even qualified. If I'm just going to waste my time getting it. And then what if I do get it? What am I going to do? I'm just going to quit this job and jump into a new company that I've never worked for before? Then I'd have to start over again on my seniority. I don't have vacation time saved up. I got vacation time saved up here. I can stick with this job. So the difference being is your intuition usually points you in the direction of something that you're going to start questioning it and be afraid of. Now, the other side of that is, of course, what if it's, oh, I want that job. That's got more money and more prestige. That's a job I definitely want to have. And your intuition might kick in and say, be careful what you wish for. That position may not give you what you're supposed to be doing with your life. So then it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. One scenario, you're telling me my intuition is saying take the job. And the other scenario, my intuition is saying don't take the job. So how do I know which one's which? I think the biggest difference is that intuition usually tries to nudge you towards something that is going to make you go, ooh, that's kind of scary. I'm not sure I want to do that. But the reality is it's our ego, our conscious mind, that throws fear out as a reason not to do something, right? If there's this desire, this pull, this natural sort of inclination where you're being nudged to go a certain way that you never would have thought about taking that job or even applying for that job before, but suddenly it was nudged in front of you and now you're being nudged to go ahead and just apply. That's your intuition nudging you. That's that deeper knowing saying this is something for you. All the excuses and reasons not to act, if they're based in fear, that's going to be your conscious mind. That's going to be your ego dealing and handing out little nuggets of fear as to why you shouldn't do something. Intuition sometimes is inexplicable. You should go left instead of straight and then go around and do this instead. Intuition is, maybe you should avoid that spot and go over here. Intuition is, I'm not sure what it is about that person, but I'm just feeling like I'm not going to interact with them. Intuition is that sometimes inexplicable desire or thought process to do something or not do something. Where ego and conscious mind is that more argumentative, no, I shouldn't do that. And you start to come up with reasons and excuses why you shouldn't or should do something. When you start to go, well, I'm going to live my life anyways and do this no matter what, I'm just going to do this anyways. It's one of those things where you measure it by the fear. What is your response and where is it coming from? And it takes time sometimes to discern that. It really does. It takes time to discern that, and that's okay. It's a practice. Learn through meditation. Learn through paying attention to it to see if you can start discerning what is that intuition versus what's fear and ego. Let's stop for a moment here because I come across a creek with this lovely little babbling water. I love walking in nature. So again, I go back to what I want to wrap up this episode with is a question for you. And I would love it, honestly, I'm not trying to gather an email list or put you in a funnel for selling stuff. It's not all what I'm at. This is very much my own curiosity. I want to learn more. I want to reach out to people. I want people to reach out to me and talk about this. I'm reading more books about it. I'm talking to other people about it. If you listening to this podcast have had experiences with your intuition kicking in at unusual and amazing times, or not even amazing, just like, whoa, well, that was interesting, whatever it might be. I would love to hear your story or hear your thoughts on it. You can email me at coachrick@coachrickschwartz.com or just reach out to me through my website, coachrickschwartz.com. All the links information down below. You can reach out to me on social media as well. All the links are below for that as well. I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to have that conversation. And honestly, if you've got a great story, and it's something that you're comfortable with, maybe you'll be the surprise guest on my podcast as we wrap up the season. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I would love to have the discussion more. I'm learning more about it. I don't fully understand it, but I'm trying to. I want to. And I'm excited for it. It's very interesting as it develops more. And I'll be honest, too. I've seen it in my clients sometimes. When I'm coaching someone, my intuition will kick in. And I'll even mention, it's like, I know you said this, but is it possible that it's that? And they're like, yeah, actually it is. And so then I'll talk to them about, well, follow your gut instincts. What are your intuitions telling you? What's your gut telling you on this? And then we'll talk it out. And it's interesting to see the process from that perspective, knowing that I'm still growing to understand it, but then to also ask someone else for their thoughts on their version of it and to see them grow as a coach for them as well. So it's really interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff. I hope this episode was interesting to you. I hope you found some interest in this concept of tapping into our intuition and letting our intuition grow and seeing where it takes us and what is it telling us. And that's another part of it too. Do you hear your intuition? Is it a voice that's not yours? Is it visions? Do you see pictures? Do you hear things, smell things? Do you just a feeling about what you should or should not do in a certain situation? I would love to hear about it. Please take the time to reach out because it just fascinates me and I want to learn more and talk about it more with other people. It sounds really, really crazy sometimes, I think, when you bring it up in conversation, but I don't think it is. I don't think it's crazy at all. I think it's a part of us that we're learning more about. And like I said, other cultures around the world have always accepted it and acknowledged it. And the Western world is a bit different. And I think our spiritualists and our religious leaders know about it and are tapped into it and understand it in their version, their way. And I think that Our science studies are now starting to show us the realities of it too, and through the scientific method. They're slower perhaps, but they're coming along and they're figuring it out. And I think there's a lot more to learn and understand as we get further along in this. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope, like I said earlier, you found some value in this and it is something that resonates with you. If you do enjoy my episodes, please feel free to subscribe. We're wrapping up season 3. We've got a couple more episodes left before we wrap the season up. Then we'll have some bonus episodes, of course, as we always do to wrap up the year, the calendar year, before we then start jumping into season 4, which will be coming up next year. I'm so excited. It just keeps chugging along. Either way, I do appreciate you being here. Like I mentioned, all my socials are down below, as is my website, coachrickschwartz.com, where you can sign up for a free discovery call, 30 minutes of us chatting together. If we decide at the end of it that it's a good fit for both of us, we can move forward with coaching if we want, talk about what's it like to be a coaching client, or we can just have a conversation, and that'll be that. Yeah, no hard feelings, because that's what it's about. It's about improving our lives and working together for a better world. And the way we do that, the way we make that better world, is first start improving ourselves and then the world around us through the ripple effect. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks very much for being here. You know I appreciate you. Have a good one, everybody.